Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. We like to name storms, don't we? Hurricanes and cyclones always get a name. It occurred to me that given this propensity, we might all feel better about storms if we stopped using the names of people and started using fruits and vegetables. Instead of Katrina and Hugo, how about kiwi and string bean and watermelon? Wouldn't that be easier to swallow? For summer storms, which encompasses most of the hurricane season, we should invoke the names of fruits and vegetables of the warmer months. If we stuck to tomatoes alone, we'd be doing well. Brandywine Black, Beauty and San Marzano are lovely names for brutal storms. And if we went on to include other favorite produce, we'd be even better off. Names like Cantaloupe and Honeycrisp and Pea Pod might take the sting out of storms entirely. Hurricane Honeycrisp. Now, I like that. I was looking at a weather map the other day and saw the image of a winter storm tracking out of the Dakotas. The storm organized itself into the shape of a zucchini, a big zucchini, about 2.5 states long, north to south, and half a state wide, east to west. In the past few years, we've started to name the worst of the winter storms. I think if it's a blizzard, or worse, we should name it after storage crops, the foods we usually turn to after the growing season is long gone. Turnip, parsnip, butternut come to mind. It'll be darn near pleasant to hunker down when Yukon Gold blows over. Why not toss dog and cat breeds into the mix? Calico and Malamute and Poodle. Writing out Hurricane Schnauzer sounds like fun. Or at least it sounds bearable. Or what if we use the names of well-loved storybook pets? How about Lassie or Flicka or Pooh? I would just love to hear the Weather Channel warn us that Hurricane Pooh is drenching Cuba this morning and heading northwest. The Pooh is expected to hit Miami by Friday. Now, tornadoes are a different story, aren't they? There is so little warning and they are so violent that I don't think the names of endearment would fit the bill. No, tornadoes need names that connote macho ferocity. Names like Butch, Cobra, and Rambo. They come to mind. I can just see a twister named Terminator leaving notes all over Missouri saying, "I'll be back." What about storms that don't stack up to their billing? I'm not alone in feeling disappointed when a predicted blizzard fails to materialize, when the forecast 22 inches turns out to be an inch of slush with an icy coating. I think we need afternames, monikers to hang on big blows that turn out to be little whispers. There goes Dud. So long, Fizzle. I have a friend who lives in a hollow, who has seen her share of storm cellar howlers. She gets to the point in the middle of yet another long winter where she roots for a projected blizzard to amount to something, 10 inches at least. She has a word which she applies to all things disappointing, and it's the best one that I know of. "So, Jeannie, what did you think of that movie?" "Meh," she says. Any storm that doesn't measure up to its billing should be renamed Meh. Let's go global with this, shall we? What if we start naming earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanoes? Tidal waves are really scary. There's nothing you can do to get out of the way. You're either on higher ground or you aren't, and then you aren't anymore. Pee Wee Herman would call all of them wavy. I have to tell you that the scariest event of all in my book is the earthquake. Probably because I'm an East Coaster, we didn't have them, so I never worried about them. Have you heard about the Cascadian Fault? An event there would remove the Pacific Northwest coastline, Seattle, Portland, and all points in between. Catastrophic, in a word. Any softening of an event like that requires a really dumb name, something so stupid as to be profound. All earthquakes are hereby named Cracky, as in, "That was a 9.6 by Cracky." So the next time Mary and I find ourselves coming out of the basement, after the all clear has sounded, I can imagine her saying, That was no Rambo. More like a Bambi.